When God touches each one of us, He touches our life in such a special way. But one of the ways that He touches each of us is with His generosity. Jesus was so generous with us. He remains so generous with us. Always giving, always giving, always loving. There'll never be a point in your life or in your existence where you will ever hear God say, "I don't love you anymore." Because through His Son, Jesus Christ, you and I have life. We're breathing examples of the creation of Almighty God. God says, "I want you to understand that I have expressed my generosity to you. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to live your life by expressing God's generous love. My Father loves you. But my Father loves all His created beings, all of creation. My Father loves you. It's never the problem of knowing that you're loved by God, for you are." Many families have a difficult time ever realizing the fact that they are loved. Some parents don't love, folks. Now, you might say they're not parents, and I would say the same thing. They're certainly not Christian parents. They don't love. It's a horrible thing to grow up as a kid and never hearing anyone ever say, "I love you." Well, I didn't hear that until I met my wife, Faye. But it took me a while to talk her into saying it. But you see what I mean? Brother Randy? Jesus? Well, Brother Randy, ever since I sort of tapped his face a little that day, he's gun shy every time I get close to him. I may have been a little rambunctious there. Generous love is a gift from God. Listen to 1 Corinthians 13:13. Three things continue forever. Listen to them. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love. Now, these three continue forever. Do you realize how long forever is? Faith, hope, and love. Now, many people say, "Well, when I get to heaven, I won't need faith. When I get to heaven, I won't need hope." Not what the Bible says. The Bible says it will last forever. I will always have faith. See, it's my faith that saves me. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I have faith, meaning I have faith believing. I believe. I trust the Word of God. I trust the touch of God. I know that I have Jesus in me. Amen. I have faith. And because of that, I am given hope. Through my faith, I have hope. I have hope of a better day. I have hope of a better tomorrow. I have hope of a great and better hereafter. I know. So that's a part of my life. Faith, hope, and love. And I have faith and hope because I was loved. There's a Savior of mine. His name is Jesus. Best friend I've ever had. He's a friend that always looks to my hurt, to my need. He's a friend that always corrects, but he does it in a proper way. He's a friend that's always has his arms out. He's a friend that's always just a touch away, just a breath, just a prayer. You see, it's not the idea that Jesus is waiting for me to call on him to come and protect me. Jesus is already here, and he's watching over me, and he is protecting me. You and I have no idea of all the evil that has tried to get through to us as individuals. All the evil in this world. You have no idea how Christ has always been there to stop it, to protect your life. That's what he does. That's what a friend does. Life should always be lived expressing God's generous love. If I received it, should I not express it to others? If I've received forgiveness, should I not be ready and willing to forgive others? Now, here's your problem in the human condition. I will forgive you, but it's going to take me a while in this human condition to trust you. If that trust is broken, that's got to be earned. That's got to be earned by the individual changing their way or focus against you. Jesus says, I see the heart. See, I think I know the hearts, but I can't see them. Jesus said, I see them. That means I see the real individual that's in there. I see the thoughts. I see what brings those thoughts. I see the forgiveness that I have laid within their heart for those thoughts. I see, says Jesus, you and I, we see through the window dimly, the scripture says. But in heaven, we will know as we are known. Jesus says we get to see the purity of one another and see the Christ who made us pure. God says, I want you to live expressing my generous love. First of all, generous love for God's truth. If I'm say I love you, I'm going to tell you about God's word. I'm going to tell you about God's son. I can't save anybody. You can't either. I can only share with someone. It is salvation comes through the conviction of the heart of the individual by the Holy Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit of God convicts an individual, each one of us, of our sins. What does that mean? That means it makes me see I'm a sinner. Hey, folks, there's a lot of people out there that say they don't know what sin is. They in big time trouble, aren't they? But the Holy Spirit convicts us to let us realize that we are a sinful human being. Then once I am convicted of that sin, a revelation is given to each one of us. A revelation is Jesus Christ. So through faith, believing, hope, and love, I accept Jesus' offer to save me. Lord, I'm unworthy. Yeah, I know that, Larry. Call on my name. Call on my name. And when you call on me, I'm already there with you. I'm just waiting for you to say yes to me. And I become a child of God. You can become a child of God. You can see more power than you ever imagined. And when you got it, you're not controlled by it. Let me share something with you. When you say yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, folks, Jesus says that all the miracles you saw me do, all the things you saw me do, when you come to me, you can do even more than those. You can do greater things because I go to be with my Father in heaven, and I'm going to be there on your behalf. So much greater things will you be able to process. So why don't we? We are human beings with human weaknesses and with human friendships. And you know, have you ever been in a situation you want to share something straight from God with someone and yet you're afraid you will embarrass them? Or have you felt embarrassment on yourself about going up to them and saying, "Brother Randy, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you." That happens. Don't you understand? That's okay. That doesn't mean you're not a Christian. What that means is you're still dealing with the human condition, and God knows it. There's where faith, hope, and love of God come in. It must take the faith, hope, and love that Christ puts inside of you for you to walk on a daily basis, to stand on a daily basis. The Lord says, "I want you to have generous love for my truth. Therefore, tell them the truth about Jesus. It's their Savior. And let Jesus handle it. Allow the Holy Spirit to do His work." That Jesus speaking to the heart as we are presented to God the Father through Jesus, His Son. We will not hide these truths. Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide these truths from our children, but will teach the next generation. How many times you heard me say, we're one generation away from paganism. I'd say in this generation, we're a half a generation away from paganism. People have fallen away. People have gotten away from the truth of God. They've gotten away from the salvation message of Jesus Christ. Folks, listen to me. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It really bothers your pastor, and hopefully you, when you see people starting to put new rules on and regulations. I have never seen so many cults in all of my life. And it's always focused on another human being that's walking around. Folks, there's one Savior. His name is Jesus. He went to that cross for you, for me. That's it. That's final. That's Jesus. That's love. And He said, "I hope that you turn to me." But we must teach it to our children. If we don't teach it to our children, the world isn't going to. Keep reminding one another. Everybody has situations and times in their life when they just don't feel like really doing anything. And not going to church is one of them. Well, I can do the same thing here at home that I could do at church. Well, actually, you can. But you won't. Actually, you can pray anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. You can accept Jesus anywhere you are by saying, "Lord, I believe. I accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. Come into my heart." And you're saved. Yes, it's not things that you do. You're not jumping over the pews or crawling under them. It's not a whole list of rules and regulations. It's a personal relationship. Mm-hmm. know Jesus, know him personally, and share the truth that he loves us. I don't know what it would take, what kind of a picture it would take, and be any more dramatic of his expression of love for us than the cross, Brother Randy. The cross. He took it. He took my penalty for my sin. He put it upon himself as it being his own, because he didn't want me to have to feel that. And here I grunt and groan over these little earthly body pains. Jesus says, I'm generous in my love for the truth. You be generous in your love for the truth. Study the Word of God. Know the truth, for the truth will set you free. Next, be generous love through God's generosity. Now, I don't have a thing that God didn't give me. Absolutely nothing. It's God's generosity. Everything that I say is God's generosity. Every step, God. So therefore, be generous and give that generous love through God's generosity. Well, I don't have it to give. You have exactly what you need to give. You got me? You keep looking for bigger things or better things as far as that has to do with giving. Folks, the greatest gift you can ever give to someone is yourself as a friend, yourself as one who cares. Giving you, just be there. Yeah, my son's real quiet. Grew up, I don't know why, where that came from. But he grew up and he's quiet. But as long as he's in a room with me, that's fine with me. I get tickled. I got to ask him a three paragraph question. And he'll look at me and he'll say, yeah, yeah. But he gave me the answer. So see, it's just being close to someone. Just having them with you. Having them in the room. I did notice. Next Sunday's Mother's Day. To me, when my mother was alive, every day was Mother's Day. To those of us who are around our moms all the time, keep them lifted up. Let them know how much you appreciate them being your mom. Pick every day, not just one day, to where folks can make money off of it. Just pick every day. See, that's a relationship that goes to the heart, isn't it, Brother Randy? That's that closeness. My children love me. And a mother, I'll tell you this, a mother will let you know, just like this father did, just having you in the room, even though you really get noisy a lot of times. I know a whole family back there that does, gets a little wild. And that's awesome. That's what makes family, isn't it? Jesus says, I did that for you. I did that for you. I want you to experience what I experience. I want you to know that just you being one of my children is good with me. I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. You can't have such a bad case of the stupids that Jesus is going to remove his hands from you. That ain't going to happen. Because your family, God loves you. Your generous love, I told you, be generous with it. Your generous love determines our blessings. You want to know how much you're going to be blessed? Listen to Scripture. Did I read John 1:16? John 1:16. We all live off God's generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. That's what you live off of. God's generous bounty. Oh, look what I got. No, look what God gave you. It's a blessing. And we live off of that generous bounty. Now, our generous love determines how large that bounty gets. Luke 6:38. If you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure. And full measure is, you know, the measure of the cup and the level is the cup. No, full measure is heaped over. That's the full measure. Will be given full measure and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving will be used to measure what is given back to you. And it's not that other person to give it back to you. Catch me on this. God is watching you, and He's looking at your generosity to others. Your generosity to His ministry. Do we not understand that each one of us are the ministry that Jesus has taken on? Jesus, what are you doing today? I'm ministering to Joey. I'm ministering to Wendy. I'm ministering to Tula. I got to minister to Larry real quick because he's getting ready to preach. Don't you see that all the gifts that you and I get and how much of it we have is based on how much we're willing to give? Now, we got to watch yourself on this. Whatever measure you use in giving will be used to measure what is given back to you. But listen to number four. Generous love determines our success. Now, this goes right back to number three, to the giving part. But listen to it. Deuteronomy 15, verse 10. Give generously and do so without a grudging heart. That's our success. Without grudgingly giving. You give out of love. When you give out of love, you will receive love. The key to all of this wealth is not the money. It is not the land. It is the love that you receive. And when you start receiving the love of God full force, heaped, running over, get excited. You'll start bubbling. You'll start singing then, Tula, big time, sweetheart. She'll really cut loose on that love that flows from Jesus' heart through your heart to every heart you come in contact with. You see, love, that's the wealth. Love. Knowing you're loved, feeling you're loved. You know, many deathbed sides I've been to in my ministry. Many times, many different feelings. But let me tell you something. When you're with someone that you know lived for the Lord, and you see them in a bed, They hadn't been able to talk for weeks, maybe months, to speak a word. But then all of a sudden, they're actually speaking to someone you can't see. And you're sitting by the bed. I looked across at the daughter who was sitting there. And I said, we're not invited to that conversation. But when you see it like that, you feel Jesus. Mm-hmm. I didn't see what she was seeing, but let me tell you something. I had some hair then, and it was all standing up, Trina cut it off. It was all standing up. Why? Because I felt the one she was seeing. Oh, what an awesome time that was for me and her. Her daughter was just about to lose it. But it was an awesome time of love. So where Jesus is, maybe I don't see him the way you're seeing him there. But I guarantee you, I will feel him. Jesus in his presence cannot escape the feeling of those that are surrounded by his presence. You will feel him. And you will know that it's him. That's what salvation is. Well, you just had a feeling you got saved. Well, it was a feeling. Felt good. Oh, I'm floating, folks. As a kid, I was floating. It felt so powerful. It was love. Faith, hope, and love that Jesus was giving to me. Give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, not a grudging heart, God will bless you in all your work. Listen to me. Take this promise. God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put to your hand. It doesn't matter what it is. God will bless you. When? Let me read it again. Give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, God will bless you in all your work. Always goes back to the heart, doesn't it? It always goes back to the heart. And the last one, generous love is deposited in God's bank of eternity. God got a bank. Yeah, he does. Nobody gonna mess with God's bank. No robber can take away from your gift what God has stored in his bank waiting for you to come on home. And so many people will say, well, yeah, you know, I bet that bad stuff's there too. Let's get this straight. In heaven, there's nothing bad. When you and I leave this planet, when we step over out of this body, it's all looking good because it all is good. You're just a preacher of love. You know, that's amazing to me, going on 50-some years of preaching. I've been called a hellfire brimstone preacher, been called a teaching preacher. I've been called a lot of other kind of preachers. But let me tell you this. I am a preacher called by God to rightly divide his work, his word. I didn't make it about love. He did. And I just appreciated being about love. God loves me just like I am. Matthew 6:20. Store up for yourselves, not for God. God doesn't need your money. You think it wants all your land? He created it. He already owns the dirt. Matter of fact, he showed us. He created us from it. He owns it all. He just wanted us to have it and then to enjoy it. And he says that he will store all that love in heaven for us to have when we get there. I don't need ground when I get to heaven. I don't need money. I don't know how we will look in a glorified body. Scripture teaches that we will look like Jesus looked in a glorified body. But I don't exactly remember how it says he looked. And neither does anyone else, because have you ever noticed all the different paintings of him? Of those figures that are supposed to be Christ? And what we grew up with? With a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jew on the wall behind the... Those of you who grew up in small churches, you'll know what I'm talking about. Those pictures went around and said, this is Jesus. So I grew up, and every time I saw somebody with long hair, you know, and really, especially if it looked like it just permed or came out of the beauty parlor, that must be Jesus. But then I read the Bible, and I think that must not have been at all what he looked like. Look at him in your heart. Receive him in your heart. We're going to have an invitation this morning right after my prayer. But I want you to understand something about an invitation. An invitation is simply an opportunity for someone to either walk forward on an aisle like we have in our churches, or to make that commitment right there in their heart and to share it later or whatever. There's nothing magical about walking an aisle, but there's always something hopeful, full of love, when you walk that aisle to Jesus, by the power of Jesus. It's accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, you allow us to come together. You allow us to laugh. You allow us to cry. You allow us to feel the pain. You allow us to feel the greatness of your love. Touch each of us now, dear Lord God, as we look to you, wanting guidance directly from you so that we can follow you in all that we do. Father, I ask your blessing on this congregation as they travel and their work, in their play. Let your peace be upon them. Touch them in a mighty way. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.